Let's bring in Justin Allen. We've been talking about this. We've been talking about James, and excited to see James back on the court. And the guy that's been working with him is just trainer Justin Allen. Welcome in, Justin. How are you?
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Man, we're doing great. So tell us about, we're hearing that James has lost 20 pounds. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's accurate. That's about in the range.
So what has he done?
I don't know if it's quite 20, but he's lost quite a bit of weight and putting himself in great shape.
What's he done to do it, to lose that weight?
A lot of cardio, a lot of footwork. We've been doing a lot of football drills, working the light fibers, and quick twitch and foot placement and things of that such. Basically similar to a running back. A running back does a lot of quick twitch work. They got to play off instincts and that muscle memory. Creating that muscle memory with the footwork drills is a lot. It causes you to lose weight really quick because it's high intensity. It's the heart rate up.
So Justin Allen joins us. He's owner. This is right here in Houston. He's the owner of All In Sports, as in Allen, All In. Very clever play on words here. And his brother is Dwayne Allen, NFL tight end. You train athletes. And I found this very interesting because James has, you know, the article that Kelly Iko wrote, and we've had these conversations for years about James. The greatness of James is a score, this, that, and the other. There's always been a question about, and you talked about in the article, you've heard some of these same things about his desire to buy in or his desire to put it all out there in terms of his training and things like that. What have you found? Because you have not been a lifelong trainer of James. Tell us how it came to be that you started training James, and what have you found about him that, you know, as a worker, et cetera?
Oh, man. He's an MVP for a reason. He's a perfectionist. Anything he does, he wants to do it to his best abilities. He works hard, and he pushes those around him. He wants to be the best. He realized he's in year 10, year 11, one of those, and he understands he has to do something different to be able to perform at the rate that he has later in his career. And one of those things is getting in the best shape, working on his foot speed, quick twitch, and having leg endurance. And those are some things that he put out for himself. So when he reached out to me through a mutual friend, I just put together a program, and we do everything that he wanted to accomplish.
You know, it's funny because I've heard that I do NFL draft stuff, and I've heard that James is a guy who's a big NFL fan. He's a guy who's watched it, and I think he's a San Francisco 49er fan, if I remember correctly. I think Joe Blank told me that. But I always thought it was interesting to watch a basketball player, you know, and then a defender, because to me it mirrors a lot of wide receiver, cornerback in terms of mirror and match and a lot of things like that. But you're telling me for James's body type and how he plays, you see running back, not a release drill, because he's obviously quick enough in the first step. You want to work with the running back, just the twitch stuff, to make him even that much more explosive?
Exactly. And just shock his body. Most basketball players don't go through the workouts of a football player. But I don't know if you guys have played both sports or seen athletes who played both sports. The football player is usually more explosive, more physical, and faster than a basketball player. I think that's why you have guys like Allen Iverson, LeBron James, who were physically gifted. Allen Iverson, pound for pound, one of the greatest athletes and players at his size, but he also has a football background. LeBron James, pound for pound, one of the greatest ever, with his size, speed, and athletic ability. And that football background has a lot to do with that. So I put together a little program with James, basically running back work, because you got to be able to get in and out of cuts. You got to be able to react quick, and you got to be able to put your foot in the ground and go. And if he continues to work on those things later in his career, it's going to allow him to play a little bit longer than what people expect. Putting himself in the best position is also key. Stretching, he's just being a professional while being a professional.
Justin Allen, All In Sports, with us here on ESPN 97.5. But now, It's amazing. How can a basketball player, you're running up and down the court, that kind of training and that kind of energy that you need, how can you ever be fat like Pig Miller? I just never understood that. And yet James wasn't heavy. He's always been a thicker guy. And yet 20 pounds in just a couple of months is amazing. Is it almost impossible to lose? How much of this was diet too and everything else?
He eats well. He takes care of his body. Like I said, he's being a professional while being professional. He wants to be the best, and that's why he's been the league MVP. He's putting in the work 2-3 times a day, taking care of his body, massages, yoga, Pilates, everything that he needs to do. And the most important thing is the fuel that he puts in his body. He's mindful of that. He's constantly drinking water. He's constantly doing little things to prepare himself for when they're able to get back to the to work.
Aren't you worried a little bit about losing all that weight because he takes a pounding inside?
No, not at all. He's a physical guy. He's from LA, California. He has a nice upbringing story, and a lot of that has to do with the physical play that he plays with. So I think losing the weight won't do any. A lot of people think it may slow him down, or he might not be able to take the hits how he's been able to, but I don't think it'll change at all.
Yeah, you said something that, I've known some trainers over the years, and they explained this a long time ago, but there's just different body types. I mean, endomorphs, ectomorphs, different people wear their weight differently, and by judging someone's conditioning or what type of shape they're in or how strong they are just by, you know, the beach body look is can be a little like James is a more barrel chested guy. He does have a frame that is now you have leaned based on the pictures we saw. You've done a good job and James has done a good job of leaning it down. But there are different body types, so sometimes it's not great just to give it the eyeball test.
No, it's not. It's not. Everybody wants you to have the chisel body, lean frame, but you got to look at it. You got guys like Zion who are big, man, and he plays like he's a small guard. It's all about how you carry your weight and how well you can move with it. I don't get too caught up in, a receiver has to be this, a 5'10" receiver has to weigh this, or it's just like Deshaun Jackson. He's not a big guy at all. He's able to take the hits and the pounding. Manny Sanders as well. It's all about the mentality of the player. That's really what it boils down to. You can put as much weight on the guy as you want. If he's not a physical player or not able to take that pounding, he's just not going to be able to. It's all mental. A lot of people think it's just physical, but that pounding is a mental game. You're either ready for it or you're not. You're either built for it or you're not. You can't teach it.
A scene where James was talking about Michael Jordan in The Last Dance. Mm-hmm. Is there any extra motivation you think from him? Have you guys talked about The Last Dance while he's been working out?
We had a few conversations, but of course, Michael Jordan has motivated everyone. I've also been working with Jared Vanderbilt from the Minnesota Timberwolves, and Mike has motivated him also. Him and Vanderbilt and Harden usually work out together, and they push each other. Vanderbilt's a young guy; he's got the fresh legs. And he's able to push Harden, and Harden doesn't want him to push him, so he goes even harder to show him, like, hey, you still got a long ways to go. So it's amazing to watch. It actually teaches me a lot. I learned a lot about James Harden in the month and a half or whatever we've been working. Everything that people say about him, I haven't seen any of that. He's one of the hardest workers that I've worked with, and he loves to work. If he can't get something, he's not gonna leave until he gets it. He's going to perfect it.
I'm really interested to see if if that documentary has been something where guys just see, oh, okay, so that's how Mike used to work, and that's how his. It's not like there's no athletes working hard. That's obviously not true. There's a lot of athletes working hard, but just seeing how it was done, the almost maniacal nature of how Michael Jordan tried to capture greatness. And then we have a whole documentary where we see his legacy. So his legacy, and granted, it's the legacy of the greatest player in basketball history, potentially, and we see it laid out. So I wonder if guys like James, and we're talking about superstars, if they now are thinking about legacy, because James has been around the league for a while, if all of a sudden that's something that is in his mind, and they say, you know what, I want my legacy to be different than it is right now.
I'm almost certain that it definitely motivated him. I don't know who it wouldn't motivate.
Right.
Michael Jordan is the greatest player of all time. This documentary has showed us that. He just had a different mentality. It was way before, beyond his peers, and he changed the era. James Harden is arguably the greatest scorer we have ever seen off the dribble, being able to shoot and come off the dribble the way he's able to create. I don't think the game has ever seen anybody able to create like James Harden has. So I think watching the Jordan has motivated him to take it to another level. But also the past years has also been a focus to get over that hump.
Justin Allen with us, All In Sports, here on ESPN 97.5, training James Harden. I would imagine that documentary is going to be good for your business, isn't it?
Hey, I hope so. we'll see if it ever comes. But I think Jordan is great for us right now.
Tell me about Last Chance U. What is that's in your bio? Is Netflix and Last Chance U? What is what's the connection there?
So I was actually on season 3 and 4, training Ronald Ollie.
Oh, that was you training Ollie.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, because you know what? It's funny. So I write up the NFL draft profiles on NFL.com, and yes, I have my last one, my 500th profile. So it's my very last one, and I said, and I watched the workout numbers. You know, I had the pro day numbers, and that's one of the things how I try to uncover guys who could get drafted or who could be NFL players because, you know, special elite physical traits tend to stick and make it or have a better chance of making it. Ronald Ollie's workout was fantastic. I mean, he had really good workout numbers. And I said, you know what? This will be fun because he's got great workout numbers in his pro day. He's got, you know, he's a Last Chance U guy who did have some ability as well. We saw what ended up happening with him on Hard Knocks. But I was wondering what the connection was there. And I saw where Ronald Ollie was training in Houston. So I didn't realize that was you.
Yes, sir. I've been working with Ronald Ollie for about the past 3 years. He's a tremendous athlete. His work ethic, the TV show portrayed him, image of him, which is not him. Also Hard Knocks. I mean, the truth will come out eventually. I don't think I need to speak on it right now, but, he's not the guy that he's portrayed to be. He was an 17, 18 year old kid on Netflix when he first got on there. He didn't even know that. He didn't even understand what was going to happen. So when it came out and it aired, he was like, yo, I went from having 400 followers to 100,000 followers. You know what I'm saying? He's just shocked. Like, bro, he didn't realize he was famous until he started training with me. So I took him to a football game and I was like, I'm gonna show you. You're Ronald Ollie. You got to live it, believe it. You got to change the way you look at life and everything that you do. You have moved different. And I just took the big brother role to him, put my arm around his shoulder, and that's my little brother to this day. He signed to the CFL not too long ago. But I have no doubt in my mind he'll make it back to the NFL. He has the ability to be a star player in either league. His college film shows that. His JUCO film shows that. Every time you pull him in tape, you watch him, shows that. His athletic ability.
I'm not going to lie. His tape was pretty good. Was he? Nichols? Yes, I think he was in Nichols State. His tape was actually pretty. I saw the workout numbers. I said, oh, Ronald Ollie had a nice little, you know, vert and three cone and all this. So I went 40 time. And someone turned the tape on. I was actually pretty impressed with Ronald Ollie. So, it's too bad that right now that he can get his shot with the Raiders. We saw what happened. He's in the CFL. We'll see what happens there. But, so it was great talking to you. Great finding out about James because, yes, there is a narrative surrounding James that probably won't end until he wins at, you know, an even higher level. But I can tell you that the work he is putting in the Athletic article by Kelly Eichel and the work that you're doing with him, the work that James is doing, the work that his friends are doing with him, running the hills and in Arizona, that is that's been an eye opener for me and John. I can tell you that because that's not what we thought James was doing in the off season. And I shouldn't call this the off season; it just feels like it. But so it's great to hear that he's putting in all this work.
Most definitely, it's been exciting to work with him. And I can't wait to see people to see the results and for them to know the real James.
Great stuff, Justin. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You guys have a great day.